in the hands of a master, the classical guitar creates a soothing, gentle sound. But in the hands of Rodrigo y Gabriela, those same guitars become weapons. Rodrigo y Gabriela started out in a Mexican metal band, but they had to unplug the electric guitars and move to Ireland to find their audience. Their latest album is called 1111, 11 original compositions inspired by 11 of their musical influences. Right now, you're listening to a track called Hanuman. It's an homage to Carlos Santana. Rodrigo y Gabriela dropped by our offices recently, and I asked them to play that song for me. That's Rodrigo y Gabriela here in NPR Studio 4A. That piece is called Hanuman, and it appears on their new album, 1111. Rodrigo Sanchez, Gabriela Quintero, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Every track on this new record is dedicated to a different musical influence in your lives. The one you just played was inspired by Carlos Santana.
That's right.
Can you tell us about it?
He's a Mexican. He was a role model for musicians back in Mexico, that it was possible to do great music and being an international musician. So it is a kind of way to say thank you, but we didn't plan to sound like each of those artists that we made the tribute for.
The story of how the two of you got together is pretty unusual. I think anyone listening to the music we just heard would be surprised to learn that you started out in a heavy metal band. But at a certain point, you sort of dropped the electric guitars and you picked up acoustic guitars and you moved to Ireland. Why did you go to Ireland?
It was an accident, pretty much. I mean, we didn't want to go to a big city, you know, like London or Spain, like Madrid or whatever.
The idea was to go perform there.
Exactly. No, the idea was actually just travel around. Like, we were backpacking. And our metal band in Mexico kind of expired. And we decided just to leave. And we met a friend of ours that she said, like, you know, Dublin is a good place to go. I was living there and you should go there. And then, we were busking around Europe, different countries for a couple of years.
You were performing on the streets.
Yeah, totally.
And at the time, Gabriela, you guys didn't really speak much English, right?
Not at all.
No. How did you get by?
We had to learn to speak in Irish English with all these bad words and just expressions. And so it was a good experience of 8 years. We lived there, and now we don't live there anymore.
Right.
We live in Mexico, but we go there.
I've read that at times when you were performing on the streets in Ireland, and people would assume that you were playing traditional Mexican folk songs when you were actually performing heavy metal music. What does that sound like? Can you play a little bit of that for us? I imagine James Hetfield and the gang at Metallica would feel upstaged by that version of the song Orion. That's beautiful. Has Metallica ever heard your version of that song?
Yes.
And
yes.
What did they say?
They sent an email through the label like 2 years ago when the first album came out. And Robert Trujillo actually wrote it.
He's the bassist for the band.
Yeah, of course.
Were you nervous when you saw a letter from Metallica?
Excited. I mean, it's Metallica.
I want to hear one of the pieces that you guys have on this new record. It's called Buster Voodoo, and it's written, inspired by Jimi Hendrix, right?
Okay, cool.
Thank you. That was an incredible performance by Rodrigo y Gabriela here in NPR Studio 4A with a piece called Buster Voodoo. It's also on their new album, 1111. And I should remind our listeners that there are just two humans and two guitars here in the studio creating that sound. Did I hear a few Jimi Hendrix riffs in there?
Yeah, that's right. That's one of the tracks that we do like a direct reference to the artist.
As I mentioned, there are 11 tracks on this album dedicated to 11 different musical influences in your lives. And they run the gamut from Pink Floyd to the Indian jazz fusion band Shakti. Were there any artists that you sort of haggled over and that you disagreed over?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, but I don't even remember because there were hundreds of them.
Yeah, we said we were going to talk about Megadeth, you know?
Doing Megadeth. Some,
yeah, of course. I mean, we both love Megadeth, but you weren't agree with that.
Let's say Bjork, and you said
Bjork. She said Bjork,
I said Bjork.
No.
And he says no.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the stuff, but probably it's not been that influential, you know, to me.
Yeah, and I like Megadeth, but my favorite albums are Rust in Peace, Countdown to Extinction, Euthanasia. So the rest, I won't enjoy them as much, you know. So Rod, enjoy each album. He loves.
I just bought it. I just bought the new one yesterday. Yeah.
Do you guys miss playing heavy metal music?
Well, we play a lot of heavy metal now. I mean, we don't have the format of a heavy metal band, but we do a lot of riffing, you know.
Metal is such a phenomenon in the world. Wherever you go, even if you go to India, you will find a metal community there.
I was looking at Creator website. You know, Creator is this German brutal metal band, you know, from the 80s. And, I mean, the tour schedule is like they go from Alaska, they go Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Venezuela. Nobody plays, you know, those places.
Right.
And it's incredible.
It's
the only music that unites the world. That's been said by John Leckie, actually. And it's actually true.
That's Gabriela Quintero and Rodrigo Sanchez. Together, they make up Rodrigo y Gabriela. Guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you
very much, man. Thanks.
Can I ask you to play one last song, the one inspired by Pink Floyd?
Sure.
The song is called 1111, and it's being performed by Rodrigo y Gabriela. There's a video at our website of Rodrigo y Gabriela performing in our offices. We call them tiny desk concerts. Just go to nprmusic.org. And that's all things considered from NPR News. Join us tomorrow for a look at the salami renaissance in the Bay Area and author Michael Chabon on manhood. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great night.